Owen. Good morning. It's 17 minutes past 9 in the AM. Not You're it. Listening to Ben and Josh with The Morning After. And Ben?
We're not alone in the studio. We're here with Preston from Exchange Christchurch. Cute. Hello.
What's up? How's it going, guys? Thanks. Yeah, how's it going?
Very well, although I'm a little sweaty for my liking. How
Too
are you?
Too much information. Great. No. Sorry, I asked.
At this point,
did I mean to do that on radio?
What have I not said on air?
Yeah, there's one.
Good point. Touche. Yeah, no, I'm good. Yeah. Really buzzed about the weekend. And I don't normally make it out to some of the other music venues like Hyde. I went there for the first time. They have a great new sound system. So I got to go see and hear an amazing producer play Friday night.
Awesome.
So, yeah, if anyone is into, or just pay attention to what shows go on there.
New sound system.
Yeah, they really up the game. Yeah, it's
cool.
Pretty good.
So, very exciting.
But yeah, for me, we did the Atlantis party on Saturday night, and woo-hoo. Again, kind of steering towards that more immersive kind of stuff. I've got to say, the sound system. I'm not like a sound quality engineer person or anything. I really don't know how to put a lot of the stuff into words besides what. The actual crap, man. The crew who do Twisted Frequency came in and brought apparently a quarter of their setup,
and
built a system that just made the music absolutely hit every nerve and sound like it was in your head. It was just such a beautiful,
so cool,
beautiful skill. So I have a whole new appreciation for what the sound engineers are capable of doing when they have the right equipment.
And
really see hopefully Exchange one day having something that can. Really bring the quality of what people are producing out. So
that's new goals.
Very
exciting.
The weekend. Yeah, I was thinking about sharing a bit more about the massive art party that we're planning on December 18th.
Yes.
One because it's amazing to see how the journey has kind of unfolded from at first just being this idea of a fundraiser to now being a reality that kind of could. Achieve a lot, I guess.
Yeah.
More beyond just being a fundraiser, but also the reality of wanting to do something that you pay all of your artists well, and what it takes to get there, and that's actually quite a long road. Also, the big thing, and there's a handful of people that I know that do pop up festivals or events around the city. Like Festa is the transitional architecture festival. And we used to have First Thursdays in Sydenham, which right now seems to be where a huge amount of creative stuff is going on. I've heard there's two new galleries there. But that stopped happening. First Thursdays stopped happening, I guess, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I only made it to a couple. But man, the things it takes to do events in spaces, and I don't just mean the coordination, but I mean, I've talked with the council's change of use and building use team, building Warren of Fitness teams, fire and evacuation teams, health and safety teams.
That's stuff I never would even consider.
Man,
you know?
It just really trips me out because for us, we've done private parties in places and we obviously make sure that it's safe to do it.
Yeah, of course.
And we get permission from whoever owns the building, and that's kind of how we roll. You know, we just go in and we say, hey, we have a good reputation for, you know, not breaking things and, and being mindful of what businesses or residentials nearby, but we really want to host, a party. Mm-hmm. And it goes well. But doing something for the public is another story. And I just want to acknowledge that, one, for all of the work that people have done out there to make the city come alive, and Festa and First Thursdays and all of those amazing pop-ups, because, wow, that must have been a nightmare, honestly. But also acknowledges, I want to, bring up that, to me, that is something that we have to do differently if we want more things happening, because I don't see how anyone with a good idea, could put themselves through what I've gone through. I'm a pretty capable person when it comes to just figuring it out and doing it, as is so many of these other organizers. But a couple weeks ago I talked about what being a community arts worker kind of meant in this city, and that it was ultimately to just meet the needs of what the creatives were wanting to do, creative people wanting to, or these ideas for things to happen. And it almost just feels like I could be a full-time advisor on how to do health and safety reports now or fire evacuation stuff. And I feel like that needs to be helped in some way.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm just putting that out there. If anybody does that stuff and wants to be helpful in making creative things more accessible. But there's also something really beautiful that comes with being able to go to empty buildings in the city and figure out who owns them or ask around and just say, we really want to bring some life to this area of the city. Can we host something here? And just huge shout out to the people, if they're listening and who have given us that permission before without asking a lot of questions and just said, yeah, no, we know what you do and we know it's important. So yeah, I just wanted to acknowledge that. And then for Massive Art Party on the 18th, same situation. We have this really beautiful building in the central CBD that I'm just so excited to see. It's in a pretty industrial space. If anybody sees our Instagram or Facebook, they've seen photos of it. But a bit of the kind of discouraging side of things is the funding that we went for to really pull off and cover the costs of the event didn't come through because it's considered an R18 event because it goes late and there's alcohol, the pop-up bar.
Yeah.
And despite it being based around contemporary dance and performance, that's kind of the perception that it might put out. So,
yeah.
Which is totally understandable. Yeah. But with that, it kind of means that we have a gap that we have to fill for money, because the scary thing is that wanting to do this for artists and raise money for them and put money in the pockets of the performers and the musicians that night now is like going backwards, where it's like we're investing in them and we're kind of like, you know, looking at, you know, how like spending our own money basically.
Yeah,
that's exactly it. And so what we're doing, I'm kind of just doing a call out to businesses that I think believe, or, you know, that believe in these events as ways to bring life into these kind of empty areas of the city. And if they've ever heard me talking or sharing and were inspired by what we do, that's what's on the line for the art party. Yeah. And we like really believe in it as a concept. And also there's not really an event that invites various art forms and arts organizations together to celebrate at the end of the year. And I feel like after the year that we had, it's probably really important.
100%.
To bring the energy back up a bit and kind of close out the year on a bang. So,
Definitely.
So yeah, the very specific call out is that we're looking for businesses that are willing to make a donation essentially or a sponsorship of the event. And the donations are tax deductible. All of the money is going towards MAP, which was one of the organizations that didn't get funding this year.
Yeah.
And so we're just kind of putting everything towards them, and they're providing the dancers and the performers. And so yeah, any businesses out there that can make that kind of a donation and contribution to the event is what it would take to pull the thing off. And we really we just hope that someone gets in touch.
it's honestly a
cry for help to say,
definitely,
like, you know,
and that's fine to do that.
And honestly, there's not a single time I don't think that the arts have taken a brave step forward without stepping into some pretty uncomfortable stuff before.
Definitely.
And you know what? Kudos, like massive, massive gratitude, and just I'm amazed at how far, like, us as a team working together for the first time. MAP is an incredible organization and such a dedicated team to see things through and take care of their performers and dancers. Obviously Joss, who's been in here in the studios with us, he's doing all sound and stage stuff, has just shown up. Sick. And he's just like, I'm putting myself, like, everything into this because I know how important it is. So I'm just sending out some really big thanks to everyone who's been along for this crazy ride, who just watched me and staring at my computer, like, crying, like,
how am I going to read this?
8 pages of insurance? Like, no, it's something crazy. But, yeah, so anyways, we wanted to build the excitement for the end of the year. The way people can help is to buy tickets and ask whatever businesses that they work for if they have a little bit to throw towards the event. And if they do, we'll put on something that will not be forgotten.
Yeah. And don't pull the usual Christchurch thing. Christchurch people have this thing where they only buy tickets on the last, like, 2 days.
And it's happening.
It's so stressful for people organizing stuff because it's like, I hope that we get that usual influx. So if you're thinking of getting a ticket, I would implore you to buy it sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Thank you.
Because it's so helpful to organizers to know what's happening before, like, the day before the event.
Yeah, for the amount of work that's going into it, and then this really, I mean, this honestly vulnerable feeling of just being like, do people even want this?
Yeah.
I mean, it's soul crushing. And, you know, when I look at art exhibitions at Exchange, I see the individual that put in months of work into creating, you know, paintings or sculptures or jewelry or whatever it is that they're putting on. And to think for them, all of that was a build up to one night where they hope people will come up come out and they show up and hopefully buy something. But even just no one showing up is heartbreaking.
Oh, of course.
So I really, it's a Yeah, we're asking our people to show up out there.
Awesome.
Yeah,
very time. Cool. And I'm sure they will. And yes. I hope
yeah.
they will.
Yeah.
As usual, great to have you in the studio.
Thanks, Preston, guys.
Do you have any final
Thank
words?
You very much.
Oh, yeah, just wanted to do one quick shout out for an event. One, Unchatter is coming up, but also sold out. It's tomorrow night. But I just want to say, it's sold out. No, Unchatter has come so far in the couple years that it's been in Christchurch, kind of an event steered towards building deeper connections and knowing how to have more deeper and meaningful conversations, which I think to most people is also an uncomfortable thing.
Yeah.
So that's just, I'm super proud to see those kind of alternative and shouldn't be alternative, but events coming to Exchange. Slow Motion. This is the first Slow Motion event on Friday, December 4th.
Cool.
It's called Slow Motion Number One, A Chill Rave. It's nice. For those who like the down tempo, down kind of deeper kind of sounds that aren't the high energy, lose your face to kind of things. Love that there's an option for music and dancing late night that doesn't have to be that kind of crazy or kind of
duff
kind of stuff. So for people looking for just good music and a good space to chill out, Friday, December 4th is the one. And then our next exhibition is December 11th. And it's called The Undertaking of a Starseed. It's by our resident artist Lou, Legend of Lou is her handle.
Nice.
And up until then, the Atlantis party will still be decorated in the space. So if you go, you're going to find yourself surrounded by like Roman ruins and a pretty cool scene. So go check out the Exchange for the next couple weeks and come along to those two events.
Very nice. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Word.